a small percent of me do. For I love all of you. I'd love to gain complete control.
With your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you.
I'm a little caught off guard by the improv going on here. In any event, we have, we'd like to call to order a special session of the Goleta City Council. I think this meeting will be largely led by our city attorney, Tim Giles. If you, is there anything else? Do we need to do comments or anything?
Excellent.
This really is.
We're best off going ahead and with the formality of the meeting. So if you'd like, we can do the Pledge of Allegiance now, and then we'll follow that by the roll call.
Okay. All right. If you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, here I'm a little disorganized. All right, if we can have the roll call, council members.
Council member Aceves.
Here.
Council member Bennett.
Here.
Council member Perotti.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Vallejo.
Here.
Mayor Farr.
Here.
At this time now, we would like to give the opportunity for comments in a public forum. It doesn't appear that anybody's here to do that. So I guess we roll on to the city manager, and the question is, do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
No, we have no amendments or adjustments.
All right. That brings us down to the consent calendar.
We only have one item today. That is item A1, continued local emergency due to the Refugio oil spill.
All right. And do we read the recommendation here?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Now we have an opportunity for public to address the matters we're going to be discussing in closed session.
Mr. Mayor, if I can, as you know, there are no members of the public here to address that item. And perhaps just to address why the need for the special meeting for this one item and consent, it relates back to state law, which requires that an emergency proclamation be considered and acted upon by the City Council once within every 30 days. Because of the meeting schedules and the way it fell, it was necessary for Council to come together to meet with this. We did have scheduled an opportunity for the council to meet in closed session for further deliberation on the city manager's performance approval. In consultation with the personnel committee earlier, they deemed that that was not necessary, that they have all the direction that they need from the council. So with that, there would be no further business that we would need to take up today.
Are you saying that we're done?
I'm saying you can say we're done.
Well, I'm all for that. If anybody else wants to get something off their chest, probably a good time right now. This is a scheduled meeting. Actually, I have a number of issues I'd like to discuss with you guys, but I'm sure Mr. Giles would tell me it's not on the agenda and we can't discuss it. So,
well, I do have just for, if this is going to come back in 30 days again, I would assume, then there's two questions I asked them would like to bring back at that time. And that is, one, that all the expenses have been reimbursed. And secondly, how much longer do we need to continue having this continued resolution? Because we're coming up on a year. So,
You're not looking for an answer for that now?
No, next time. It comes back in 30. Because we've already acted on it. It's not.
Okay.
Unless staff wants to discuss it now, I don't know.
All right. Anybody else have a comment on that? Ms. Jennifer? No.
Bring it back in 30 days.
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Do that.
Well, we'll be back on this issue. Thank you for your attention and your participation in this and this closed session. Not closed session.
Special session. Special meeting.
All right. We are now adjourned.